I was looking at some economic data this morning, and there's this massive contradiction just staring us right in the face. We're in the information age, right? We have infinite distribution. You can upload a video to YouTube, a post to X, a message on WhatsApp, and there's like physically no limit to how much content those platforms will take.
The infinite shelf, that's what they call it. The shelf just never gets full.
Exactly. But here's the contradiction. If the shelf is infinite, why are so many businesses struggling to put anything on it? We're seeing this huge bottleneck. It's not about how to reach people anymore, it's about what to show them. The problem has flipped completely from distribution to production.
That's the classic content saturation trap. I mean, the demand for fresh, relevant media is just exponential because the feed eats everything. But human production, that's linear.
Right.
You can only edit so many videos in a day. You can only write so many scripts. So you get this massive gap between the appetite of the platforms and the capacity of the business.
And that brings us perfectly to the mission for this deep dive. We're looking at two specific players who are, trying to close that gap. On the distribution side, the pipe, let's call it, we have Acency. And on the production side, the fuel, we have Auto Content API.
And just to set the stakes here, the pipe we're talking about is WhatsApp.
Which is, it's a beast.
It is. Acency essentially wraps the official WhatsApp business API into a marketing platform. They're trusted by, what, something like 115,000 businesses?
Across 60 countries, yeah.
And the metric that really matters here is the open rate. I mean,
Right.
you know this. Email marketing throws a party if they hit 20%.
20% is amazing for email.
WhatsApp is consistently hitting 98%.
That number always blows my mind. 98%. It's basically guaranteed attention.
It is. But that brings us right back to your bottleneck. You have a direct line to 2.6 billion users. You have a 98% open rate. But you can't send 2.6 billion people a generic hello text.
No.
If you don't put something valuable in that pipe, you're just spamming people with incredible efficiency.
And that's where the second player comes in. Auto Content API.
This is the industrial engine. Auto
Yeah.
Content API is built on the premise that content creation should be decoupled from human time. It takes raw data text, URLs, PDFs, product feeds, and just automatically converts it into podcasts, videos, articles.
So the goal for today is to see what happens when you merge these two, when you take the high-speed pipe of Acency and you fill it with the automated fuel from Auto Content. Because if you can solve that production bottleneck, you effectively change the entire economics of how a business talks to its customers.
Precisely. We're moving from a scarcity model where content is expensive and, rare to an abundance model. And that changes everything from customer support to global advertising.
Okay, let's dig into the economics of that scarcity model first, because I think most people really underestimate just how expensive content actually is. We see a 60-second video on Instagram and think, oh, that took 5 minutes.
If only. If you look at the source material from Auto Content, they break down the traditional costs. If you want a high-quality, polished video produced by a human team, you are looking at anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000
For one video.
for one single asset. And a podcast. If you're outsourcing to a professional agency for editing, sound design, all of it, you're in the range of $100,000 to $15,000.
Okay, so do the math for me. If I'm an Acency user and I want to send a daily market update or a weekly product showcase to my WhatsApp list, I literally can't afford to do that with humans.
You'd be bankrupt in a month.
Yeah.
It's just mathematically impossible for most businesses. So what do?
They send text.
They send text or a static image. And engagement drops because, frankly, text is boring.
So enter Auto Content API. They use this term content transformation. What does that actually mean in practice?
It's an API-first philosophy. The
Yeah.
idea is stop trying to create net new ideas from scratch. You already have the intellectual property.
Yeah.
It's just sitting in your blog post, your white papers, your manual.
It's dormant.
Exactly. Transformation just means taking that dormant text and using the API to transmute it into audio or video.
So it's like recycling, but you're upgrading the medium.
Exactly. And the cost reduction is what makes this so disruptive. Auto Content operates on a credit system. To generate a video, it costs about 400 credits. On their standard business plan, that works out to roughly 4 euros.
4 euros versus $3,000.
That's the leverage. And podcasts are even cheaper. We're talking cents per minute. So suddenly, the idea of sending a daily high-quality video update via Acency isn't a financial black hole.
It's a trivial expense.
It is.
But I have to play devil's advocate here. When people hear automated video or AI content, they immediately think of that, you know, robotic, soulless junk that floods the internet. Is a 4-year-old video actually watchable?
That is the valid fear, for sure.
Yeah.
But we need to look at the use case. We aren't trying to win an Oscar here. We're trying to convey information efficiently. Auto content uses advanced AI avatars. Some are professional, some are more casual, and it handles the lip syncing, subtitles, scripting, all of it.
So it's fit for purpose.
Exactly. If the goal is to explain a new feature to a customer on WhatsApp, a clean, clear AI video is infinitely better than a wall of text and infinitely cheaper than a studio production. It hits that good enough threshold to solve the problem.
Speaking of solving problems, let's look at the first major application for this merger, customer support. AC&C talks a lot about their help centers.
Oh, this is huge for them. One of the main reasons businesses adopt WhatsApp automation is to lower support costs.
Mm-hmm.
They want to deflect tickets.
Of course.
So usually you have a chatbot, a user asks, how do I reset my router?
Mm-hmm.
And the bot just spits out a link to a PDF manual.
Which nobody ever reads. I mean, reading a PDF on a smartphone screen is a special kind of torture.
It's a terrible user experience. It's awful. And so what happens? The user gets frustrated, ignores the PDF, and types, talk to human. Boom, you just paid for a support agent.
So how does the auto content integration change that workflow?
Okay, imagine that same scenario.
Duh.
How do I reset my router? The system recognizes the intent.
Mm.
It pings the auto content API, which pulls the relevant section from that dense manual.
Okay.
And it instantly generates a 60-second explainer video with an avatar demonstrating the steps.
And it sends that video right back into the WhatsApp chat.
Instantly. Here's a quick video showing you how to do that.
That's a massive psychological shift. Visuals reduce cognitive load. I'm not reading, I'm watching.
Exactly. AC&C's case studies explicitly say their client's number one goal is fewer support tickets.
And this does that.
If you can turn a manual into a, you know, bingeable video, you solve the user's problem without a human ever getting involved.
And from a production standpoint, you didn't have to hire a video team to film 500 different how-to clips for every obscure error code.
No. You just point at the API at your documentation URL.
Hmm.
That's what they call headless content production. The support team doesn't need to know how to use Adobe Premiere. They just maintain the text manual and the video updates itself.
Headless content production. I like that. It implies the content has no head, no human bottleneck at the top making decisions for every single asset.
It's strictly logic-based. If text equals X, generate video Y.
Okay, so that's defense reducing support costs. Let's switch to offense. Marketing. AC&C is huge on click-to-WhatsApp ads.
This is a major revenue driver for their clients. You run an ad on Facebook or Instagram, and instead of sending the user to a landing page where they might bounce...
Yeah, they get lost.
The click opens a WhatsApp conversation. AC&C claims this can increase lead generation by 5x.
But the Achilles heel of paid social ads is always ad fatigue.
It's the burnout rate. You launch a creative, it works for maybe 3 days, and then the algorithm kills it because everyone's seen it. You have to constantly feed the beast.
And usually that means yelling at your creative team to make more variations, which takes days.
Right. But auto content has a specific endpoint for this. Video create shorts. It creates vertical 9.16 videos optimized for mobile feeds.
So structurally, how does a marketer use this?
You move from creative creation to creative testing at scale. Instead of betting your whole budget on one perfect video,
right,
you use the API to generate 50 variations. Different hooks, different avatar genders, different scripts, different background music, whatever.
You're basically brute forcing the algorithm.
In a smart way, yeah.
Yeah.
You pump those 50 assets into your Facebook ad manager. You see which one gets the most clicks to WhatsApp. Maybe it's the one with the casual avatar making a joke. Maybe it's the serious one. You don't guess. You let the data decide.
That feels like it shifts the whole job description of a marketer. You're not a creative director anymore. You're more of a data architect.
You're managing a transformation pipeline. You're looking at metrics and tweaking the inputs of the API. It removes the ego from the creative process.
Let's talk about engagement inside the pipe. We established that WhatsApp is a now channel. People check it immediately.
It has a really high urgency.
So timing is leverage. I was reading about auto contents, real-time social intelligence. This seems like a wild feature. They integrate with X and Reddit.
They do. And this is designed for a strategy called newsjacking.
Okay, explain that for the listener.
Newsjacking is when you inject your brand into a breaking news story.
Yeah.
But the window of opportunity is tiny, maybe 30 minutes to an hour. If you're late, you're just irrelevant.
So how does the automation handle this?
The API monitors social feeds for specific keywords or, you know, sentiment spikes. So let's say you run a fintech app using AsenSe. The Fed announces an unexpected interest rate hike. Twitter goes crazy.
The API sees the spike.
It captures the trend, synthesizes the key facts, and triggers a workflow. It generates a market update audio summary or a short vertical video explaining what just happened.
And then AsenSe broadcasts that out.
Automatically. So within 10 minutes of the news breaking, your users get a WhatsApp notification, emergency market update, what the rate hike means for you.
That is incredibly sticky. You become their primary news source. You're beating the mainstream news apps to the user's pocket.
And you didn't have to scramble to find a microphone. The machine did the research, the scripting, and the production.
I want to touch on that audio aspect specifically. Auto Content positions itself as a Notebook LM API alternative. Now, we've all seen those Google demos where two AI hosts chat about a document. It's impressive, but it's a closed garden.
Right. Notebook LM is a consumer tool. You can't really build a business workflow on top of it. Auto Content is bringing that conversational audio format to the enterprise API level.
So we could generate a podcast, kind of like the one we're doing right now, purely from a data feed.
Yes. You could feed it a weekly sales report, and it would generate two hosts bantering about the numbers. Hey, did you see the sales in the Northeast region? Yeah, they're crushing it.
That is so meta. But imagine sending that to your WhatsApp. Instead of a dry PDF report to your sales team, they get a 5-minute radio show about their performance.
It utilizes NET. No extra time. People can listen while they're driving or commuting. Text requires focus. Audio just accompanies you. By sending audio via WhatsApp, you're fitting into the cracks of people's day.
Now, there's one massive barrier we haven't discussed yet. Language. AsenSe is global. They're huge in India, Brazil, Latin America.
Right. And global expansion is usually a nightmare for content teams. You can have the best English marketing in the world, but if you want to sell in Brazil, you need Portuguese.
And not just Google Translate Portuguese, you need nuance.
You need cultural nuance. And usually that means hiring local teams, which just kills your margins. But Auto Content supports over 50 languages, and they have this magic workflow.
What's the workflow?
You create your campaign once in English. Let's say it's that market update we talked about. The API transcribes it, translates it, and then resynthesizes the voice.
So the AI avatar is now speaking Hindi.
With perfect lip syncing.
Yeah.
Or the podcast hosts are speaking German.
And AsenSe handles the routing.
Exactly. AsenSe has deep segmentation features. It knows user A is in Munich and user B is in Mumbai. You just set up the logic. If country equals Germany, send video asset DE.
That multiplies your total addressable market, your TAM, overnight.
Without increasing your headcount at all, you're effectively running a multinational media network from a single dashboard. It democratizes global reach.
Okay, I'm sold on the concept, but I can hear the listeners asking the practical question. I'm not a coder. Do I need a team of software engineers to build this?
You'd think so, but no. This is the beauty of the modern tech stack. Both AsenSe and Auto Content are very big on integration. They play nice with tools like Make.com and Zapier.
The digital glue tools.
Right, so you can visualize a canvas with bubbles and lines connecting them. You don't write code, you just drag and drop.
Okay, walk me through a simple setup.
All right. Step one, the trigger. Let's say you have a Shopify store. You add a new product. Shopify talks to Make.com.
Simple enough.
Step two, transformation. Make.com sends that product description and the image URLs to the Auto Content API. It says, make me a 30-second promo video.
The API does its thing.
Step three, delivery. The API sends the video file back to Make.com, which then pushes it to AsenSe.
And step four.
AsenSe broadcasts that video to your VIP customers list on WhatsApp. New drop. Check it out.
And no human touched that entire process.
No human touched it. It's fully automated. Auto Content calls this no-code friendly. You're building logic, not writing syntax.
It frees up the human team to do what humans are actually good at.
Strategy, empathy, offer construction. Instead of spending 4 hours editing a video, you spend 4 hours thinking about who should see the video and why they should pair.
You know, I just want to circle back to the pricing one last time because I think there's a deeper economic theory at play here.
Okay.
You can now create content for the niches of the niches.
Yes, exactly. In the old world, the $3,000 video world, you could only justify making content for hits, mainstream topics that would get 10,000 views.
Because you needed to recoup the cost.
Right. But if a video costs you €4, the break-even point is practically zero. You only need one sale to make it profitable.
So you can make a video specifically for, I don't know, left-handed users of this specific drill in high humidity environments.
It's a specific niche. But if you have 50 customers in that niche on WhatsApp, sending them that video is incredibly valuable. Your competitors won't do it because it's not worth the effort. But for you,
it's €4.
It costs €4. You can flood the zones that everyone else ignores. It's moving from mass media to micromedia.
That's the shift.
Yeah.
Wow. We've covered a lot of ground here. We've seen how merging Asensi's distribution power with Auto Content's production power really solves that content saturation problem.
It turns the problem into an opportunity. If the shelf is infinite, you now have the machine to fill it.
And you can do it with podcasts, videos, explainers, shorts, all from the data you already have just sitting on your hard drive.
It's a complete reimagining of the supply chain for attention.
Before we wrap up, I want to leave the listener with a thought. We've been talking about businesses sending content to people, but we're moving toward what some futurists are calling the agentic web.
Ah, yes, where AI speaks to AI.
Right. Asensi is building these advanced chatbots. Auto Content is generating structured data and audio. Are we reaching a point where my personal AI negotiates with a brand's AI?
It seems very likely. Imagine your personal AI assistant messaging a brand on WhatsApp to find you a new pair of running shoes.
And the brand's AI using Auto Content generates a custom video review of 3 pairs of shoes, specifically comparing them based on my running history, and sends it back to my AI.
And your AI watches it, verifies the specs, and maybe summarizes it for you. Hey, option B is the best fit.
Exactly. But here's the provocative question. If that happens, how does a brand define its voice? When the voice is literally generated by an API on the fly for an audience of one, does the brand even exist in the way we think of it today? Or is the brand just the algorithm?
That is the frontier. If content becomes ephemeral and custom generated for every single interaction, the brand isn't a logo or a slogan anymore. It's the intelligence of your system.
Something to chew on as you set up your next WhatsApp broadcast. Thanks for helping us unpack this deep dive.
My pleasure.
And to you, the listener, thanks for giving us your attention in this saturated world. Check out the links to Asensi and Auto Content API in the show notes if you want to see the plumbing for yourself. We'll see you next time.